brother. What's up?
This is a good party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, good morning, Sam. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. It's finally feeling like spring out there. I'm good.
Yeah, I haven't been outside yet this morning, but I soon will after I'm off the air. Next couple of days should really be great, so I'm really looking forward to that, as I'm sure everybody else will be looking too. But I want to begin the show. You know, there's a mayoral race happening in the city of Milwaukee, and I haven't been spending much time talking about it. But before I get into that, you know, I'm at the point where I really do get frustrated with politics and politicksters. And so right now, you know, I was just listening to the morning news in the city, and it says that the West Dallas Police Department and union is supporting Alderman Bob Donovan, who's running, a former alderman for 20 years in the city of Milwaukee, for mayor of our city. And number one, why should anybody who lives in the city of Milwaukee care about the police union supporting Bob Donovan? They don't live in Milwaukee. And so whether they support Bob Donovan or not really shouldn't matter. And I understand the reason that they're supporting Bob Donovan. Bob Donovan has been a big law enforcement guy, who's always supported police. It doesn't matter if the police deserve to be supported or not. He's a guy who is as they would say, is a one-trick pony. Law enforcement, law enforcement, law enforcement, law enforcement. Well, you know, the crime rate extremely high in the city of Milwaukee? Yes, it is. We've got 19 more murders already this year than we had last year, a record-breaking year. The year before that, record-breaking year for murders in the city of Milwaukee. Has the crime rates increased? Absolutely, they have. Is the answer to all of that more police? The answer is no to that. And so I don't care how many times people say the answer is more police, they're an error. Police come after the crimes. Police don't, and I'm not going to say they don't prevent crimes. If police are in an area heavily, that certainly is, you know, people are going to take they're going to take their crimes elsewhere. That's what they're going to do. They're going to take their crimes elsewhere. And they're certainly not going to, you know, a person's not going to drive a car recklessly when they're looking, when law enforcement is there. That's just not going to happen. And so from that perspective, I can see where police can prevent crimes that kind of way, if they're there. But if the police aren't around in certain areas, police come after. And there's never going to be enough police to deal with the increase in crimes across this nation. There's a reason why people in many instances commit crimes. And I know this to be a fact. They're not always because people are just criminals. People in societies, when they feel like they are not a part of it. They don't know how to become a part of the society. And they see all these things going on around them, all these, you know, people being able to navigate our capitalistic system. And they don't know how to do that. Now, I'll just tell you straight up, let's stop acting like it's easy to navigate the system that we have in this country. It's not. And so I'm not making excuses for criminals. But, you know, we kind of produce criminals in this society. And until we are willing to address the issues that produce criminality in this society, we're going to continue to have increases in crimes. And you know how I know that's the case? And I'll debate it with anybody, and I'll be the winner in that debate. It's because I remember when this city had high levels of employment, and everybody who wanted a well-paying job had one. And the crime rate was one of the lowest crime rates in the entire nation, right here in the city of Milwaukee, where I live, you know, where I've lived for the past 67 years. I saw the change. I saw what took place and the transition from when people had the opportunities to work on jobs that paid them a livable wage, and the crime rate being low, and law enforcement, you know, very small group of police officers. I don't know. I think it might have been in those 70s and 80s. I think the police force was about 700. But after, you know, these jobs left, it wasn't coincidental that the police went from 700 to over 2,000, because people had less chance of advancement, less opportunity, and so people started relying on one of the oldest measures there is, and that's the law of self-preservation. People started relying on, I'm going to do whatever it takes for me to survive, and that's when crime became a big issue. So the answer to all of that is not more police officers, because you'll never be able to afford enough police officers to deal with the rising crime rates, because there isn't enough money, not enough people working to support that, and not enough people working to support a continued rise in law enforcement officers. And the fact that our city right now, every property tax dollar that's gathered in the city of Milwaukee goes towards law enforcement and fire departments. And so there aren't enough people like myself who own properties or who are paying taxes to continue to afford an increase in police officers, especially when police officers' pensions are as strong as they are, and the fact that our city is looking towards becoming non-solvent with the increase in the police pension budgets that are going to be hitting our city in the next year or so, which is going to then cause our city to lose right now the garbage collections and garbage collectors. You know, right now it happens once a week, but in the coming year, that is going to be cut to maybe once every 2 weeks, because the city has to cut many of the services that we need as property tax owners in our city, because they have to pay these exorbitant budgets, our pensions, to law enforcement and the fire department. And you couple that with the fact that both of them have left our city. They've been made, given the freedom to leave our city and take the tax dollars with them to the different suburbs around the city. That was okayed by the legislature in the state of Wisconsin. So all of those things are what's behind what we are dealing with. And so when we have a guy like Bob Denneman, who continues to talk about law enforcement, he misses the whole point. Now, when we come back from break, I'm going to get into what I think needs to be exposed in this community as it relates to Bob Denneman's opponent, and that's Acting Mayor Cavalier Johnson. We'll be right back. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join in the conversation. We'll be right back.